Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. Coming up on the show tonight, the Supreme Court's scathing remarks in the Patanjali misleading ads case, truly unprecedented there. We'll get you all the details from the court. But first up, the headlines. The Supreme Courts will rip you apart, warning in the Patanjali case. The Supreme Court's scathing remarks against Ramdev and the authorities. The Supreme Court says the Uttarakhand government was hand in glove in the misleading ads row. Meanwhile, the top court refuses to accept Ramdev's apology. PM Modi tears into Stalin on the Tamil Nadu campaign train. The Prime Minister accuses DMK and the Congress of anti-Tamil culture. The Prime Minister rakes up the Kachathivu row, says the DMK and the Congress kept the millions in the dark. The Congress dubs the Prime Minister's allegations as baseless. It's a double whammy for Mamata Banerjee's party. The court setback for the TMC in key cases ahead of the Lok Sabha polls. The High Court hands over the Sandesh Kali probe to the CBI. Meanwhile, the High Court also pulls up the Bengal police for the FIR against the anti-terror agency, NIA. With Arvind Kejriwal in jail, a key Delhi minister quits the party. Minister hits out at Kejriwal, says, "I cannot work with the corrupt." The Aam Aadmi Party says the minister resigned under ED pressure, and this is the BJP's bid to topple the Delhi government. Our special report from Assam, it's Gogoi versus Gogoi in the high-stakes Jorhat battle. The Congress's Gaurav Gogoi takes on the BJP's Tapan Gogoi, a bitter contest in Assam's Tea Garden constituency. And Eid Mubarak from all of us at NDTV. The moon is sighted in Chandrat tonight, and India to mark Eid al-Fitr tomorrow.